The origin of Captain Jan and Boy Dean is a story which will live forever in the hearts of young America.
Holy screamers!
Of course, you remember his one night in the late hours at a secluded recording session in one of Hollywood's finer recording studios.
It's the little old lady from Pasadena.
Unknowingly, Henry Decibel, their time-trusted friend, and rambunctious recording engineer accidentally crosses two wires and twists the wrong dial. Lo and behold, emerging from the mysteriously colored cloud of smoke and gases is a sweet little old lady.
Holy senior citizen!
Dressed in a long, organdy dress with high-button shoes.
Hi, honeys. Hi, Henry. Well, boys, I've waited a long time for this. Have a cookie. I need your help.
The little old lady goes on to explain how she needs the aid of Jan and Dean in her war against those who jeopardize justice. And for this purpose, she magically grants them the secret identities of Captain Jan and Dean the Boy Blunder.
Holy Halloween, Jan. Look at this great costume. It's slick. The little old lady gave it to me.
It's Captain Jan from now on, pal.
I'm sorry.
What did you do, dolt?
I tripped over my cap.
Cape.
Cape.
You do deserve that name, Boy Blunder.
The little old lady goes on to give Captain Jan and Dean the Boy Blunder mystic powers, which will be divulged later, dear listener. Jan and Dean return with the little old lady to their Bel Air manor, tucked away in the Bel Air Botanical Garden.
Holy landscaper!
In the lofty attic of the palatial mansion, with the little old lady, they work for weeks building an astounding scientific laboratory, matched by none.
And so, boys, I'll be in my little house in Pasadena if you want me. And remember, by singing my name, you will assume your secret identities.
The little old lady races out a back door.
Holy sprinter!
Leaps in her superstock Dodge.
Holy hurdler!
And wails away. And thus we have Captain Jan and Dean the Boy Blunder, that titanic twosome out to champion the cause of justice and to triumph over evil.